You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. I'm joined today by Trooper Jay Thomas of the Kentucky State Post One. He's also the information officer. Welcome to Sounds Good, Jay.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
We've got several things to talk about, but the first thing that I want to mention is your 10-week Citizens Police Academy. You say it starts tonight.
That's correct. Every year we run a Citizens Police Academy, and it's 10 weeks long. And we've done this. Our commissioner wanted us to each post to do this so we can better build community relationships with the public that we serve. Gives them a better insight into us, how we run our agency and what our troopers are about. And then it gives us more people in the community because a lot of times people just see us in our cars. So it's a good relationship building and possibly help us to be able to fight some of the crimes that we fight in the area.
What's the enrollment look like for this police academy?
This class, I currently have about 25 people that have signed up, and it varies. Last year we had 17. This year we got 25. Some of the other posts only had 10. So it just kind of varies from year to year.
Well, let me ask, what will you experience in the police academy as a participant? And then at the completion of the academy, what do the people who have gone through it, how can they help you more than people who have not been through this?
Right. So the people that go through our class, they're going to learn. Each week, they'll learn a little bit about the state police. Tonight's just an introduction to our post command staff. They'll get to tour our state police post, and they'll learn the history of the state police when we began and all the way up through today. And then each week's just different topics. Next week will be legal process. We'll have one of the Commonwealth attorneys. She's going to come in and talk to them. We'll do stuff on criminal patrol, how we do conduct traffic stops. We'll put them in traffic stop situations. We'll pre-position some vehicles out there, have them be the trooper, and then they'll get to see some of the people that we deal with. We'll have some role players out there for them.
To play the typical role that you would experience in certain situations, like the belligerent guy you stop at for a traffic stop.
Yeah, absolutely. So we just kind of give them a little taste of that. When our canine officers come out, they'll give a dog demonstration. I wore the dog suit last year and got taken down by the dog, and that was the first time I'd done that. And I'll be honest, it was pretty scary, that dog running at you. But it's just really, really neat. We'll have people from our labs. They'll come down and they'll talk about how they test the evidence that we submit to them. Polygraph examiner will come down. He'll set up a polygraph machine. So typically we'll get somebody from the class to go through a short semi polygraph exam, and that's always pretty neat to see them do that. We'll talk about Trooper Island one night there, which is a summer camp that we run for underprivileged kids.
And we'll be talking about that in more detail in just a few moments.
Right. We talk about collision investigations. We talk about crime scene investigations, domestic violence. And so it just gives them a greater overall wealth of knowledge of not only just the state police, but just policing in general. And then it builds that relationship because we'll have troopers that will come by that will teach some of the classes that will be involved with it. So as we're out in the community, and now these people – maybe they see some things and they better understand how we do stuff, just that relationship. So maybe they'll call and talk to us about things. They'll also do a ride-along with a trooper at some point during their class, so they'll get to spend an entire shift with a trooper, which is always neat.
So have graduates from previous academies actually been able to help you fight crime in any respect?
Well, they're kind of some eyes and ears, so we don't expect them to go out and make any arrest or, you know, trying to detain somebody, but they're just eyes and ears for us. We do get a lot of positive feedback from those that have graduated the class. One of our troopers at our post, Trooper David Dick, he went through one of our first Citizens Police Academy. Now he's a trooper. I wouldn't say it's a recruiting tool, but we do get a lot of young folks that are interested in the state police, and it just gives them the opportunity to see, hey, is the state police really what I want, or should I look at another agency?
And if you do get a call from someone who's been through your academy, I guess you get that a little more credence to that than you would someone who doesn't have that training.
Right. We know them. We've got that relationship with them, and it's just it's better for the community.
You mentioned that the police academy is not a recruiting tool, but you are actually hiring right now, correct?
We are. We're hiring for our cadet class number 92, so it's the 92nd class. Typically, our hiring process, we start testing a year out, but due to budgets last year, we had a class planned for June. We started testing in July last year for it, but because of budget issues, we stopped the testing. We postponed our class date. They've now set a class date start date of August the 3rd, and so we're testing. We're taking applications now through April the 1st. There's five testing locations, or actually there's only two testing locations, but they're going to test five times starting Wednesday, March the 26th, and the final test will be Friday, April the 4th. That'll be a written test and a physical agility test, and there's a deadline for the applications that they have to turn in prior to the test date. Anybody can go to our website at kentuckystatepolice.org and download the application.
What are attributes that you look for with candidates who are going through this hiring process?
Well, just some of the qualifications that they have to have. They have to be a U.S. citizen, 21 years of age, 60 college credit hours, or they can, if they have a high school diploma and 2 years active duty military or 2 years sworn law enforcement with another agency. Somebody of good moral character. The background check's very intensive. A lot of people don't really realize that. You may list six people on your application. By the time they're done doing their final background, they probably talk to about 100 people.
Wow.
Because if they list somebody down on that, when they talk to them, then they'll ask them who else knows this person, and they'll get two or three people that way. The selection process is pretty intense. It starts off with a written test, and that is a pass or fail. Then they do a physical agility test, which consists of sit-ups, push-ups, a bench press, a 300-meter run, and a mile-and-a-half run. If they successfully pass that, then they'll be invited back to an oral interview. And then if they pass the oral interview, then that starts their background piece of it. They'll have to conduct a polygraph exam. And then once they do that, they'll be assigned a detective to them to do their actual background after the polygraph. If they pass all that, then they'll be offered a conditional offer of employment, and at that point they'll be scheduled for a medical physical, and a psychological evaluation.
That's very thorough.
And then 23 weeks of a live-in academy in Frankfurt.
Well, let me ask you, how intense is that? Could you compare it to a military boot camp, or would it be even harder than that?
Well, I compare it to basic training and college combined. And it's very physical and mental, and academically. We take a written test every Friday over the core subjects that we had that week. And then you'll do a final eval at the very end of it. You're awarded, I believe it was around 20 college credit hours between Eastern Kentucky University and Kentucky State University for our academy. So it's pretty intense physically. I've been through basic training, so it's a good comparison to that.
But what's the breakdown male-female? I mean, I know there are many female troopers, but they're still predominantly male, right?
Right. We're in desperate need of minorities within our agency. It's hard to – I don't know the exact numbers,
right.
But I know we would love to have more. We've got – at our post, we've got I believe just one female trooper, and she does a fabulous job for us, and we'd love to have many more.
So if you think you might like to work for the Kentucky State Police and you are a female, don't let that dissuade you at all.
Right. Yeah. The female that we have, she's an awesome trooper, but she's small in stature. But the training that she received, and just like all of us, it prepares her to go out and take the challenges that face us every day.
And do you have a certain number of candidates that you hope to hire? Do you know, is there a quota, or?
We're looking to hire around 75 for this class, which is around normal. And if they start 75, they'll probably graduate about 55.
There's that much attrition.
Right.
Wow. Well, let's talk about something that's probably easier to do than become a state policeman. That's the Trooper Island. And I know it's something that you're very proud of. Tell us what it is and what good you do with it.
At Trooper Island, we started this program back in 1965. It's an island on Del Hollow Lake. It's about a 33-34 acre island. We run summer camps there every year. We'll do 8 weeks worth of 1 week camps. And we send underprivileged kids ages 10 to 12 is what we target for that. It's a normal summer camp. Some people think because it's called Trooper Island that we're targeting kids that are in trouble. And that's not the case. We're just, we look for kids that we feel really need to be able to go to a camp, but they just couldn't afford it from their home. It's at no cost to the family. We provide all the transportation to and from there. And we ask our troopers, like our post will send 32 kids. We'll send 16 boys, 16 girls. So throughout the year, we ask our troopers as they respond to calls and work accidents and different things to kind of keep some of the kids in mind that we think would be good potential candidates for that. And then this year we're going to camp the last week of July. I believe it's July 28th through August 1st. And so if anybody's out there listening and they have a good child in mind that you think this would like to go to a free camp, just contact me at our state police post in Mayfield. But it's just an awesome camp. We pick the kids up early Monday morning, and so a trooper will roll up in their driveway, and typically the kids are excited and they're up just about all night waiting for us. And then we take them to our state police post or the scales in Lyon County. Trooper Island owns a big bus. It's all painted up, and we bus them over to Del Hollow Lake. They do, throughout the camp, we offer four classes. They can choose three of the four, which is swimming, archery, canoeing, and fishing. And then we'll also do rifle marksmanship. We'll have some people from Forestry will come over and talk to them, and just different people will come and talk about different things, safety-wise and stuff. So the counselors keep the kids during the day. They put them through their classes and stuff, and then the troopers that are there, we interact with the kids in the evenings. We'll play games. We may roast marshmallows, roast hot dogs, may watch a movie with them, may play kickball or soccer or go swimming with them, maybe go fishing with them. And we're just regular people there. We're in shorts, T-shirts, flip-flops, just and a lot of times the kids don't know, they don't realize that we're troopers. About the third night, we'll do a blue light ceremony on the island, and we'll honor all the fallen Kentucky State Police officers. And then we came out in uniform at that point, and it's like a light bulb for a lot of the kids because they see us in uniform. They're like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know you were a trooper. But it builds that strong relationship with us and the kids. So as we go back into the communities and the kids go back into the communities, when they see us in a totally different light.
Do you see that? Can you actually see a change in the students who have gone through this camp, like a noticeable difference in the way they interact with you and with other authority figures?
We do. And it's always a good feeling to be out somewhere and you have some little boy, little girl run up to you and give you a hug and say, hey, I went to Trooper Island, thank you. And it's just, you know, where before, because some of the people that we deal with, you know, their children may see us in a negative light. And then, you know, we give them the opportunity to go to Trooper Island and they just see us in a totally different light after that. So it's neat. We do some fundraiser events for that, and a lot of times when I'm out doing some fundraiser events, I run into people that went to Trooper Island as a kid, and they talk about just what a great experience they had during that.
Do all of the troopers get a chance to participate in Trooper Island? Is it a rotating basis, or are there certain ones of you that get to do it? I'm sure it's a privilege to do it, too.
It is. It's definitely an honor to be able to go there with the kids. All the troopers... they have the opportunity to go. We only send a couple from each post every time our kids go. So it's kind of one of those, once you go with the kids, you want to go back. So we don't do a good job of rotating our guys through because everybody wants to go. So, but it's definitely a great experience for the kids.
Well, tell us about the raffle you have this year to raise money for Trooper Island. It's a 2014 GMC Sierra 1500 SLE. This is sharp.
Yeah, this is the first time we've raffled a truck off. In years past, we've done Harley-Davidson motorcycles. We've done sports cars. Last year, it was a 2013 Camaro, and a lady from Glasgow, Kentucky, won that. So. This year, we're doing a 2014 GMC. It's the crew cab, the four-door leather heated seats. It's loaded out. Sticker price is it's 46.7 or 47.6. So it's not the basic. Yeah, it's
model.
Not the basic model sitting on a lot there. Tickets for the raffle are $10 a piece, and any state police trooper will have tickets. We draw the last day of the state fair, which will be in August, and you don't have to be present to win. I'll have that truck down here for Freedom Fest. I had the Camaro down here last year as well for that, and so people will be able to see it, but they're more than welcome to start buying tickets between now and then. And we raise a lot of money. The state doesn't put any money into Trooper Island, so it's all done by donations. We have a lot of businesses that donate quite a bit to us, and it's all about the kids, just being able to help them out.
And you can buy tickets from any KSB trooper. I guess if you got pulled over for speeding, you could also purchase a ticket there, right?
Yeah. I kind of joke with people, and my boss may get mad at me, but when I tell people, you know, hey, if you get pulled over for speeding, just tell them, hey, I know I was speeding, but I was trying to get your attention to this, so I could get one of those raffle tickets. But
it's probably a line that somebody's going to try to use.
If somebody used that on me, I'd probably sell them a raffle ticket and let them go on their way. But
well, is there anything else that you want to talk about today?
I'm game for anything that you'd like to talk about. One of the things that we also do for Trooper Island, the raffle's done statewide, and then each state police post will do some type of event. Our post, we host the Scott Latham Memorial Trooper Island Golf Tournament every year. This year, that'll be September 25th at Lake Barkley State Park. So we typically raise quite a bit of money for that as well. So.
Well, it sounds like you're busy. You're hiring, and you've got Trooper Island coming up, and you've got the Police Academy. You need a few more things on your plate.
Well, yeah. a lot of people think that the public information job is laid back and you don't do a lot, but I think I stay busier doing this than I did when I was working the road.
And I bet in a lot of ways it's probably as, if not more, gratifying, too.
It is, very much so. I deal with a lot of positive people. I enjoy going to the schools and talking to the elementary kids all the way up through even the college classes that we go out and we talk to and some of the civic groups and stuff. It's rewarding.
Indeed. Trooper Jay Thomas from Kentucky State Police Post 1, thanks so much for coming to Sounds Good today.
Yep, thank you for having me.